Lots of volunteer hours go into getting this race put together. Lots and lots of time and effort and
30 seconds.
Money and hard work goes into building a team to even come to this race. So congrats to all the mushers, all 22 entrants this year for getting here even.
15. 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And she's off, Becky Childs.
From Salcha, Alaska. Starting day number one of the 78th running of the Open North American Championship. And making her way to the starting line is Lena Streeper. The name of her kennel is Streeper Kennels. They make their way of Fort Nelson, British Columbia. Their occupation is a business owner. Their home training trails are the Streeper Kennel Trails in Fort Nelson. They have 80 dogs in their kennel. She's been mushing for 25 plus years. We asked her if any other family members mush. She said yes, Bud, Alva, and Clara. Lena started mushing in 2000, and we asked her why. She said for the
one minute.
Their bloodlines are Streeper Racing sled dogs. Their leaders this weekend is Orca, age 2, a female, gray, Streeper bloodline. Special thanks to the Candlewood Sweets and Beaver Sports.
30 seconds.
Special thanks to her daughters, Alva and Clara. This is bid number 2 at the line, Lena Streeper.
15.
10.
15 seconds till Lena Streeper launches. Bib number 2, Lena Streeper, 17 dogs on the line,
five,
getting ready to go.
4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And Lena's off and running.
From Fort Nelson, British Columbia, Lena Streeper.
Bib number 3 starting should be up here at the line is Jess Moore. She's a rookie. The first, nope, take that back. Becky Childs was a rookie
making
also.
Her way to the line next should be bib number 3, Jess Moore. From Bondurant, Wyoming.
Okay, Jess Moore should be up at the line. I'm not sure where she's at. She's a rookie. Bib number 3, not at the line quite yet. I think she's pretty much hooked up. So we're waiting. Normally they're kind of stacked up here and
1 minute.
There's 1 minute to go and she's not at the line quite yet. So this is a little unusual. She's okay, now she's making her way up to the line.
Making her way to the line is bid number 3, Jess Moore from Bondurant, Wyoming. The name of her kennel is Jackson Hole Lightning Rod Kennel. She lists her occupation as
30 seconds.
Handler. Home trails are Granite Peak, Wyoming. The bloodlines are Teasley, Steeper, Peck, and Mallow. This is bid number 3, Jess Moore. From
15 seconds to go. She's still hooked up to the snow machine. 10 seconds to go. She's still hooked to the machine. She's back to her runners.
4, 3,
she's unhooked from
2,
the machine.
1, go!
And that's bid number 3, Jess Moore. From
it looks like her leaders are a little bunching up there. She's got hard on her drag mat.
Looks like her leaders are a little bit tangled over the line.
Looks like the leaders are tangled over the line a little bit, sounds like. The handlers are kind of watching. And we've got the next team, bib number 4, pulling up to the line here. It's Andy Hooten.
To the starting line is bib number 4. From Nenana, Alaska, this is Andy Hooten. The name of Andy's kennel is Goldstream Husky. His hometown is Nenana, Alaska. His occupation is a tour operator. He has 70 dogs in his kennel. He's been mushing for 30 plus years. He started racing in 1986. His main bloodlines are Streeper.
One minute for Andy Hooten. This is Andy Hooten. Bib number 4 at the line.
Lucky, a 2-year-old male, Hooten and Streeper bloodlines. We would like to thank Stevie and Jacob and Christina. We would also like to thank Alaska River Tour, Daniel Sledge. And bib number 4 from Nenana, Alaska, Andy Hooten. And in the queue, we should have bib number 5, Stevie Isaac from Nenana, Alaska.
15
seconds for Andy Hooten. Andy Hooten of Nenana.
10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And that's bib number 4 from Nenana, Alaska, Andy Hooten, starting day 1 of the 78th running of the Open North American Championship. And coming to the line is bib number 5, Stevie Isaac. The name of his kennel is Goldstream Huskies. Hometown is New England, Alaska.
So the bib number 5 is actually Andy Hooten's handler. So he's running Andy Hooten's second team right behind Andy Hooten.
He started racing 2 years ago for the love of the competition with the dog team. The bloodlines are Hooten, Streeper, and Taylor. We'd like to thank his mentor, Andy Hooten. We'd like to thank his sponsors, Alaska River Tour. This is bib number 5. Our third rookie so far on the line today, Stevie Isaac from Nenana, Alaska. And in the queue,
1 minute,
we should have bib number 6, Sherry Johnson.
Okay, this is Sebi Esert. E-I-S-E-R-T. He's a rookie. He's from Nenana. He's running Andy Hooten's second team. He is bib 5. He's at the line right now. And behind him will be Sherry Johnson.
His dog handlers always, Christina and Jacob.
30 seconds
till he launches on his rookie run of this race, the 78th running of the Open North American Sled Dog Championship. If you're just tuning in, we're live down here on Farmer's Loop. It's the Alaska Dog Mushers Association, the Mushers Hall. This is Jennifer Probert tuning in live for the 78th running of the Open North American Sled Dog Race.
3, 2, 1, go!
And bib 5 is off and running.
Number 6 from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. This is Sherry Johnson.
She's got 14 dogs on the line. If you're out there watching, she's got a red and black checkered hat, and she has a blue sled bag. She's going to be wearing bib 6, Sherry Johnson.
She's been mushing for 21 years. She started racing in 2005. They have 15 adult dogs and 13 puppies in their kennel. Their bloodlines are Robinson and Streeper. She says this is her second year racing open class. She's been working with Jake Robinson, year and team, for 2 years. She would like to thank her husband, Matt, her parents, Neil and Carolyn, and her sister, Julia. She would also like to thank Jake.
1 minute.
We welcome Sherry Johnson here from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Bird number 6. 78th running.
So Jake has just come up. Jake Robinson came up to give her a little shoulder hug there and take a peek at the dogs. And he's wearing the same kind of hat. I know she mentioned she's got some dogs from his kennel or lines there. So he's just checking. So sometimes you borrow, share, or do a split breeding or something like that, and then you end up feeling like it's you're part of the same team and you're on the same family. So we do that with some of the teams with our kennel. And even though you're competition, you're still part of the same team, basically. So 10 seconds till Sherry Johnson launches on her rookie run.
2, 1, go!
And that's bid number 6 from Fergus Falls, Minnesota, Sherry Johnson, starting day 1 at Open North American Championships. Making her way to the starting line is bid number 7, Andrea Riley Bond. She lists her occupation as a herbalist and a small business owner at Arctic Apothecary. Hometown is Salcho, Alaska. The name of her kennel is Flat Out Dogs. She's been mushing for 10 years. She started racing in 2015. They have 25 adult dogs in their kennel and 10 puppies. Their bloodlines are Marfrey, Wheeler, Dunlap, and Earhart, mainly. The main racing accomplishments is 6 at the 2023 Open North American Championship. 10th at the 2022 Fulani.
1 minute.
9th at the 2024 Fulani. She would like to thank Gary for always helping so much with feeding and dog care, even when she is going racing. Eli for helping her with the puppies and hook up her dog and letting her use his sled. And also for letting her take her into that pole from his junior team. This is Andrea Riley Bond.
30 seconds.
Andrea Riley Bond, bib 7, just getting ready to launch. If you're out watching, she's got the cool snowsuit that has the rainbow lines on her legs and arms and a mustard yellow hat or hood on also. Gary Barkley is her kennel partner. So they always put out good dogs, have a good strong running. So we wish her good luck, good clean run today for Andrea Riley Bond
from Salcho, Alaska. Starting day 1 of the Open North American Championship.
Next up is Michael Tessner with 18 dogs on the line.
From Hamburg, Germany, this is Michael Tessner. The name of his kennel is Tessner Racing Farm. His hometown is Berg, Germany. He lists his occupation as a pet food company owner.
So this is Michael Tetzner at the line, bib number 8.
He started racing in 1987. We asked him why, and he said because he saw it once. His bloodlines are Tetzner and Annie Mallow.
So he comes all the way from Germany, Michael Tetzner.
Female Tetzner bloodline. Insane, a 4-year-old female Tetzner bloodline. He'd like to thank his wife Doreen, his daughter Leonie, and his dog handler at home, Amelia. His sponsors, Lupine Headlamps, Casco Helmets, Chaffel Clothes, Loa Shoes, and Ice Car Dog Food. We asked him what other races have you run and how did you place. He was third at the Open North American Championship 2018 and third at Longy 2023.
30 seconds.
We asked him what his favorite race was and why. He says the Open North American Championship because he loves speed. This is bid number 8 from Hamburg, Germany, Michael Tetzner.
15. 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And that was bid number 8 from Hamburg, Germany, Michael Tetzner. making his way to the starting line. Should be bid number 9 from Evansburg, Alberta, Canada, Rob Peebles.
So Rob Peebles is making his way up to the line. He's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 dogs. He's wearing a red coat. He's got a blue sled bag. Bib 9, Rob Peebles.
His occupation is a retired bum. His hometown is Evansburg, Alberta. The name of his kennel is Blue Streak. We asked him, how many years have you been mushing? And he said, too many. He started racing in 1978. He has 35 adult dogs in his kennel and 25 puppies. His bloodlines are Markley and a few others. We asked him what some of his main racing accomplishments were, and he said, I've been doing this a while.
1 minute.
That's an accomplishment in itself, and I agree. We would like to thank his dear partner, Nancy, and his helper this weekend, Doris. This is bid number 9 from Evansburg, Alberta, Canada, Rob Peebles. In the key, should be bid number 10, Buddy Streeter.
30 seconds. Go!
And that's bid number 9 from Evansburg, Alberta, Canada, Rob Peebles. Starting day 1 of the 78th running of the Open North American Championship. And making his way to the starting line is Blaine Bud Steeper. This is our reigning, our defending, our undisputed Open North American Champion. He lists his occupation as a business owner. His hometown is Fort Nelson, British Columbia.
This is Bud Streeper at the line, bib number 10.
He's been mushing.
I didn't catch how many dogs he's got on the line, but he's got one of the longest strings, it looks like.
Was his first Open North American Championship.
And he's last year's champ.
He has 80 adult dogs in his kennel and 50 puppies. His bloodlines are Streeper racing dogs. Some of his main racing accomplishments is a 9-time
1 minute
Open North American Championship winner, a 10-time Ferrari winner, a 12-time Canadian Open winner, a 9-time Yellowknife winner, a 6-time DePaul's, a 7-time Wyoming Stage Stop Race winner, and a 3-time Triple Crown winner. He would like to thank his wife, Vina, his daughter, Alva, and his other daughter, Tara.
30 seconds.
His mother, Alva. This is Big Mama Town, Doug Streeper from Fort Nelson, British Columbia.
15.
In the key should be Big Number 11, Ken Chesick.
10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And that's Bib Tim. Bud Streeper is off and running.
Buddy Streeper.
Next up is Ken Chesick, bib number 11, red coat, red sled bag. Looks like he's got 16, it looks like. Looks like 16 dogs on the line.
Years.
Ken Chesick. Chesick. Not Kenny Chesney. They said that 1 year on the race. Kenny Chesney's crossing. College Road.
Burrell Munford and Nick and Heidi Munford. We would also like to thank Linda Ninos, Matt Wittenberg, Chris and Randy DePiper, and of course his wife, Lori. This is bib number 11 from Fife Lake, Michigan, Ken Chesick.
Ken Chesick, bib number 11 from Fife Lake, Michigan, up on the line.
Annie Mallow. This is pig number 11 from Pike Lake, Michigan, Ken Cheswick.
Bib 11, Ken Cheswick at the line. Now I'm going to mess myself
30
up.
30 seconds.
30 seconds till he leaves. He's midway, kind of ran up to check something. Lori's holding the leaders, running back to his sled. You know, last minute checking things, it's a lot easier to make an adjustment, fix a snap, untwist a line
15.
While you're parked at the starting line and you have lots of helpers.
10.
It's a little more challenging when you're out there by yourself and you got to hook down and
five,
fix stuff.
Four,
so it's better
three,
to do it now.
Two, one, go.
And that's bib number 11 from Fife Lake, Michigan, Ken Cheswick, starting day one of the Open North American Championships. And making her way to the starting line is bib number 12 from St. Zenon, Quebec, Canada, Annie Mallow. The name of their kennel is Rivest Kennel. She lists her occupation as a biologist. Her home training trails are on a logging road. They have 65 dogs.
Secret logging
kennel,
road.
20 pups. She's been mushing for 28 years. We asked her if any other members of her family mush, and she said yes, Marco and her two kids. She started racing in 1995 when she met her husband Marco. Their bloodlines are Streeper, Saunderson, Mallow, and Cook.
1 minute.
Rio, age 4. It's a Saunderson Mallow bloodline. And Captain, a 3-year-old male. It's a Mallow Rupert Streeper bloodline. We'd like to thank the neighbors, Dennis and Jimmy, for taking care of their dogs at home. Some of her main racing accomplishments is Wyoming State Cup Race 2024.
Ooh, I'm going to get headphones on here pretty soon. I just got hand-delivered this
30 seconds.
Little adapter, so I'll be able to get headphones on.
Answers because they are unique and set different challenges. This is Annie Mallow from St. Zenon, Quebec, Canada. The 2024 Rondi World Champion, champion.
10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And that's bib number 12, Annie Mallow. Making his way to the line is bib number 13 from Bemidji, Minnesota, Jake Robinson. The name of his kennel is Robinson Racing Sled Dogs. Hometown is Bemidji, Minnesota.
So this is cousin Jake Robinson coming up to the line now.
Specialist. He had no home training trails this year. He has 40 adult dogs and 15 pups in his kennel. He's been mushing for 20 years. We asked him if any other members of your family mush. He said yes, his partner Shelby, and he started racing in 2008. His bloodlines are Robinson and Streeper. His leaders this weekend is Daisy, a 4-year-old female, Streeper bloodlines. Peter, a
4-year-old
male, Streeper bloodlines. We would like to thank all of his followers across the globe, his handler cast, Claire Seekins, the Mayo family, some of his main racing accomplishments. He was fourth place in 2024 Ferrandi, third place in the Open North American Championships last year, and second place in the pause.
30 seconds.
He's looking for a spot on the podium.
The Open North American Championship. It's the most prestigious, highly ability race in the world. Agility race in the world.
15.
This is bib number 13 from Bemidji, Minnesota, Jake
10.
Robinson.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go!
And that's bib number 13, Jake Robinson. Making her way to the starting line is bib number 14 from Deer Park, Michigan. This is Laura Von Traeger,
Laura Bontrager.
She's a veterinary assistant from Deer Park, Michigan. Their home training trails are at their house. They have 38 adult dogs and 8 pups. She's been mushing for 24 years. She started racing in 2001, and we asked her why. She said Jan and Bob Shaw got her started through a 4-H club. The bloodlines that make up their kennel is Revest, Ellis, Cook, and Swingley. Her leaders this weekend is Capone, a female, age 4, and Brockett, a 3-year-old male.
1 minute.
She would like to thank Bruce, her parents, and Lynn Witt back home taking care of the dogs.
So this is Laura Bontrager, bib 14, next musher at the
this
line.
Is bib number 4 from Deer Park, Michigan. Laura
under a
Bontrager.
Minute to go. So just a reminder, the Rondi had 13 teams this year, so we're already in the more than the Rondi number of teams now. At this point, we're bib 14, Rondi had 13 teams, we've got 22 teams in the race today. So next up is going to be Tommy Bird. This is Laura Bontrager, black snowsuit trimmed with pink, and looks like a black sled bag.
Number 14 from Deer Park, Michigan, Laura Bontrager. And making his way to the starting line is bib number 15 from South Bend, Saskatchewan, Tommy Bird. He lists his occupation as a businessman and a dog musher. His hometown is South Bend, Saskatchewan. The name of his kennel is Bird's Kennel. We asked him, how many years have you been mushing? And he said he will answer before the race, but I didn't get an answer. We asked Tommy, when did you start racing? And he said, I will answer before the race.
So Tommy also donated to our auction or our raffle inside, too.
This is Tommy Bird, a businessman and dog musher from South Bend, Saskatchewan.
1 minute.
So Tommy Bird made it here. He was driving 23 hours straight.
Out there.
He's always
in the queue, we should
really
have number 16,
cheering on the crowd and such a happy guy out there. So if you see Tommy Bird out there.
Thomas Alaskan following our native people. He's really been practicing to keep our native ways alive.
He has. That's true. And he donated a moose hide vest in there to our raffle. So if you come down, get some raffle tickets, and you'll be get a chance at that moose hide vest that Tommy Bird donated to us. So bib 15, he's wearing a
15
blue snowsuit with some yellow, like, you know,
5, 4
safety tape,
3
yellow looking
2,
trim.
1, go.
Tommy Bird.
Number 15 from South Bend, Saskatchewan, Tommy Bird. Starting day one of the 78th running of the Open North American Championships.
And next up is Nikki Sayo in jeans.
South Korea, by way of Salcha, Alaska, this is Nikki Sayo.
Bright green, bright pink on black, and
the
wearing jeans. Only guy in jeans.
Sled dogs.
It's Nikki Sayo.
These are the Old Valdez Trail. He has 56 dogs in his kennel and 8 puppies. He's been mushing for 20 years. He started racing in 2003. His bloodlines are Sayow, Taylor, and Reynolds.
This is Nikki Sayow. I just raced against
his
him last weekend in the limited North American.
3-year-old female, Taylor bloodlines. Night Fury, a 2-year-old male.
1 minute.
Streeper, Taylor bloodlines. He would like to thank his wife, Lee. He can't imagine life without her. Do everything, thanks to Mari Horato. Some of his racing accomplishments this year was 8th place at the limited North American 8-dog class. And Nikki Lish's favorite race is the Open North American Championships. In the queue, we should have bib number 17.
30 seconds.
Mitchell Jacobson.
So 30 seconds till Nikki Sale launches. He's hustling back to his team, did a couple of last minute checking, cheering on his team, running back to his sled, pulling 15. His hook, making sure it's loose enough to pull, actually. Didn't pull it quite yet.
10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And that's bib number 16, Nikki Seau from Salcha, Alaska.
Next team up is Mitchell Jacobson, bib 17.
This is day one.
Jemra's running the leaders up.
North American Championships.
Looks like he's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 dogs on the line. Bib 17, Mitchell Jacobson. You might not see him because he's wearing camouflage. From Tuck Tuck Tuck.
The name of his kennel is Jacobson Racing Kennels. He's been mushing for 5 years. He has 18 adult dogs and 16 yearlings in his kennel. His bloodlines are Earhart, Streeper, Cook, Frost, and Beth. He would like to thank all of his family from Alaska, his great-grandparents, Charlie
1 minute.
And Thea Gordon, originally from Barrow, and also his dad, Jackie Jacobson.
This is Mitchell Jacobson, Jackie Jacobson's son.
This is Mitchell Jacobson.
I know he's got some family listening in. Family and friends.
Northwest Territory.
Listening in and cheering him on.
Number 18, Marvin Cochran.
So after Mitchell, we've got Marvin Cochran, Clyde Mayo Jr., Eric LaForce, Remy Cost, and Eddie Dayton. So right now at the line is bib 17, Mitchell Jacobson.
We're happy to have Mitchell here.
15.
15 seconds for Mitchell Jacobson.
10.
Look close. He's going to be going fast.
Five,
and wearing camouflage.
Four,
you might not see
three,
him.
3, 2, 1, go.
And that's bib number 17, Mitchell Jacobson from Tuktoyaktuk, Northwest Territory. And making his way to the starting line is bib number 18. This man needs no introduction. This is none other than Marvin Cochran from North Pole, Alaska, a past champion. He lists his occupation as a retired truck driver. His home training trails are North Pole and Badger Road. He has 40 dogs and 7 pups in his kennel. He's been mushing for 50 years. We asked him if any other family members mush, and he says yes, his brother Robert Cochran. Marvin started racing in 1970. And we asked him why, and he said his father got him into mushing. His bloodlines are all kinds of husky mix. This weekend, his leaders
1 minute.
Are Jesse, a 3-year-old female Taylor Lines, and Merrill, a 3-year-old male Taylor Lines. He would like to thank his wife, Kathleen. He would like to thank his sponsors, Mountain Mover Church of Fairbanks and Teamster Local 959. His favorite races are the Ferrandi World Championships and the Open North American Championships. This is bib number 18, Marvin.
30 seconds.
Cochran. In the queue, we should have bib number 19, Clyde Mayo Jr.
So this is Marvin Cochran just getting ready to leave. They're unhooking the snow machine from his sled. It's backing out.
15.
He's pulling his hooks. He's got 15 seconds to go. Marvin Cochran, bib 18.
10.
Wearing gray coat.
5, 4.
Got a fur rock,
three,
but it's not his normal
two,
white one. It's
one.
A gray coat.
Go!
And that's bib number 18 from North Pole, Alaska, Marvin Cochran. Starting day one of the Open North American Championships. Making his way to the starting line is bib number 19 from Fairbanks, Alaska. This is Clyde Mayo Jr.
We've got Clyde Mayo Jr. at the line running Taylor
Clyde
Dogs.
Mayo Jr. is racing out of the Taylor Kennels. His hometown is Fairbanks, Alaska. Clyde started racing when he was just 4 years old. The Mayo family name is a well-known mushing family. His leaders this weekend is Marshall and Owen, Taylor Bloodlines. He would like to thank Terry Kadzow, his parents Clyde and Kathy Mayo, the Taylor family, Edgar Williams, Archie Wiemark, Doug Tilton. Also his sponsor is American
One
Council,
minute.
The Riverboat Discovery, Rampart Village Council, family and friends.
So we've got Marvin Cochran at the line right now.
We've got big number 20, Eric LaForce.
Or, excuse me, I apologize. This is Clyde Mayo Jr. Marvin Cochran already went out. So Clyde Mayo Jr. is at the line. Next up is Eric LaForce, then Remy Cost, and Eddie Dayton. So Clyde Mayo Jr., number 19, bib 19.
30 seconds.
This
got
is
30
bib
seconds
number 19
to launch.
From Fairbanks, Alaska, Clyde Mayo Jr., representing Taylor Kennels this weekend.
He's unhooked from the snow machine.
15.
Got 15 seconds to go. His team has all blue harnesses. That Taylor blue.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And that's bib number 19 from Fairbanks, Alaska, Clyde Mayo Jr.
Next up is Eric LaForce.
Starting line is bib number 20 from Lenore, Quebec, Canada. This is Eric LaForce. The name of his kennel is Grizzly Kennel. His occupation is a dog trainer.
This is Eric LaForce. So
he has 35 adult dogs.
Getting a little quieter as all the teams are leaving.
We asked him if any other members of his family.
Team and one more.
Yes.
We've got Remy Cox,
Kristen
bib 21.
Samuel.
And Eddie Dayton, bib number 22.
He's
said he's got 22 dogs. He's
going to
run 22 dogs. They're still hooking up their dogs.
Kevin Cook,
for Eddie Dayton's team. Looks like he's got 14 of the 22 hooked in right now so far.
LaForce Bloodlines and Steel, a 5-year-old male.
1 minute.
LaForce Bloodlines. We would like to thank his sponsors, Pokemix Grizzly Diet Dog Food. His favorite race he lists is the Open North American Championship, the 3-day Nice Trail and People. We're happy to have Eric LaForce here. From Lenore, Quebec, Canada. In the queue,
Eric LaForce is at the line right now, bib 20.
Remy Cost.
Fifteen
seconds to go, and it looks like Eddie Dayton still has quite a lot of dogs to hook up. Oh, he's got another team in front of him, Remy Cost. So
Remy's
going to come up, and it's going to be a totally different looking thing than anybody else.
And that's bib number 20, Eric LaForce.
Tell everybody.
Making his way to the starting line is bib number 21, Remy Kost from Lensele, Sweden. And in the queue should be bib number 22, Eddie Dayton.
So we've got bib 21 up here at the line now. It's Remy Cost.
His hometown
doesn't want anybody touching the dogs. The dogs are always calm and quiet. He doesn't hook to a snow machine or even hook to a quick release or anything. Just uses the hook.
He has 30 adult dogs in his kennel and no puppies this year. His main bloodlines is Ellis, Tom Ungress, and Heine Winter. Main racing accomplished was second place at the Ferrandi 2024, first at the Limited North American Championship, stage stop, La Grande,
1 minute.
7 times Norway Trail, and IFSS Championship. He would like to thank his partner, Lily Delatre.
I think he also got first in the gold run, too. He didn't list that. But super quiet team. Super just entirely different thing than we've ever really seen. If you watched the Ferranda, you would have noticed that also. Very quiet, very calm.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. He's going up and checking them all. Nobody's holding any dog. Bib number 21.
He trains his dog to be calm and quiet. He's really staying for us.
So he's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 15, 10. 12 dogs. Small line.
5,
quiet.
4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And that was bib number 21, Remy Call. Making his way to the starting line to be bib number 22 from Big Lake, Alaska, Eddie Dayton.
So next up is Eddie Dayton, bib 22 with 22 dogs. Supposed to be 22. Bib 22 dogs.
Making his way to the starting
line
is bib number
22
from Big Lake, Alaska, Eddie Dayton.
2,
the name
four,
of his kennel is Dayton
six,
Kennels.
8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20.
He lists his occupation
22.
As retired.
22 dogs.
His home training trails are the Aurora Dog Track. He has 80 adult dogs and 4 puppies
1 minute.
In his kennel. He's been mushing for 59 years. We asked him if any of the members of his family's mush, and he said yes, his wife and his daughter. He started racing in 1968. Why? Because his parents had sled dogs. His bloodlines are Dayton, Reddington, and Ellis. His leaders this weekend is Betty, a 3-year-old female, Dayton bloodlines, and Simi, an 8-year-old male.
30 seconds.
Dayton and Reddington bloodlines. He would like to thank Camille Dayton, Roxanne Dayton, Ian Christian from Denmark.
So if you see a really, 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 really long string of dogs and a guy with a tan coat,
it's an old
you're probably looking
race.
At Eddie Dayton, this bib number 22. Oh,
10, sorry.
10
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And that's bib number 22 from Big
not,
Lake, Alaska,
not a
Eddie
go,
Dayton.
Not because he couldn't unhook from the
all of our competitors are on
he's
the
off and
trail.
Running now. So
for
he
day
lost a couple
one of
seconds
the 78th
on that.
Running of the Open North American Championships.
So I'm going to make my way over to
like
my
to
truck
some of our sponsors
where my headphones are at and I can hook up with my new little component here. So as I'm walking, we've got teams out on the trail. I'm going to catch you guys up with the checkpoint times. So I'm just going to give you a rundown of the teams in order so far. Becky Childs, bib 1. Number 2 is Lena Streeper. Number 3, Jess Moore. Number 4, Andy Hooten. Number 5, Sebi Ezert. Number 6, Sherry Johnson. Number 7, Andrea Riley Bond. Number 8, Michael Tetzner. Number 9, Rob Peebles. Number 10, Buddy Streeper. Number 11, Ken Cheezik. Number 12, Annie Mallow. Number 13, Jake Robinson. Number 14, Laura Bontrager. Number 15, Tommy Bird. 16, Nikki Seau. 17, Mitchell Jacobson. 18, Marvin Cochrane. 19, Clyde Mayo Jr. Number 20 is Eric LaForce. 21 is Remy Cost. And 22, with 22 dogs, is Eddie Dayton. So those are the teams. They're all out on the trail. This is day one of the Open North American live on 89.1 KRFF, the voice of Denali. This is Jennifer Prober Earhart. Breathing heavy, walking all the way across over here to my truck. And want to also give a shout out to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. Joy Unlimited, Fairbanks Native Association, Tanana Chiefs Conference, and... our new sponsor this year. So we want to thank those folks. And I'm going to do a switch over here to my headphones. So if we want to go to a little bit of a break, I think that might be a good time. And we'll just give it a couple minutes and I'll pop back on. So if we can go on a break at the studio, that would be great. Thank you. So if we want to go to...
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 provides direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. For 24/7 confidential support, just call, text, or chat 988.
You don't have to wait for our once-a-year membership drive to show your love and support for KSKO. If you're not a member, you can become one anytime, online or by phone. And if you're already a member but would like to buy some awesome KSKO swag, you can do that online or by phone anytime. Our t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and coolers make great gifts for any occasion, whether it's a birthday, graduation, or a holiday. Give us a call at 1-800-605-KSKO or go online to kskopublicradio.com. And we say thank you for supporting KSKO as we've been serving the interior of Alaska for more than four decades.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Gazing at people, some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend, just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you.
And oh boy, I actually don't like this. Headphones. Sorry. So, joining in, this is 89.1 KRFS, the voice of Denali.
Our first team has been out 48 and a half minutes. They should be doing it 62 to 65. I was thinking we were going to do 60, but with the first snow, I'm not sure.
Okay, so I'm going to get the mic a little closer to me and just do a test with Birch. Can you hear that, Birch? Back at the studio. Okay. All right. I'm making my way over to the timing board here. So I'm going to give you guys some checkpoint time updates. We've got lots of stuff going on here. You guys have been probably seeing teams out there, watching, and waiting. So first team is Becky Childs. We're going to give you, catch you up on these checkpoint times. So if you have your time sheet, the first checkpoint is pole line out. The second checkpoint is Kramer's out. Next checkpoint is the Army Road at 10 Mile. Then we've got Fairgrounds and the pole line in. So I'm going to give you a rundown. Becky Childs, 11 dogs. She's our first rookie, bib number one out on the team. Pole line, she's 6:29. Lena Streeper, bib number two, 17 dogs. She's at 6:08. Jess Moore, another rookie with 17 dogs. At the first checkpoint, she's 7:21. The next team, is Andy Hooten, bib four, 16 dogs. First checkpoint is 5:58. 5:58 for Andy Hooten. Sebi Ezert, his handler, bib five, rookie, running 14 dogs. 6:27. 6:27 for Sebi Ezert. Bib six, Sherry Johnson, another rookie with 14 dogs on the line. She's got 6:20. This is at the first checkpoint, 6:20. Andrea Bond, bib 17, 15 dogs on the line. She's at 5:42. 5:42 for Andrea Riley Bond. Bib 8, Michael Tetzner, running 18 dogs. First checkpoint is 5:48. 5:48. Bib 9, with 16 dogs on the line. The first checkpoint for Rob Peebles, bib 9, is 5:57. 5:57 for Rob Peebles. Bib 10, Buddy Streeper, with 18 dogs on the line, is 5:45. 5:45 for Buddy Streeper. Ken Chizik, bib 11, 16 dogs on the line. First checkpoint at 5:37. 5:37. And bib 12, Annie Mallow, with 14 dogs on the line, is 5:37. Running identical to Ken Chizik at the first checkpoint. Bib 13, Jake Robinson, cousin Jake, with 16 dogs on the line. He is at 5:54. 5:54. Laura Bontrager, bib 14, with 15 dogs. She's 6:16. 6:16. Bib 15, Tommy Bird, 16 dogs on his line. 5:43. 5:43 for Tommy Bird. Nikki Sayow, bib 16, with 15 dogs on the line, 6:10. 6:10 for Nikki Sayow. Bib 17, Mitchell Jacobson, with 14 dogs on the line, at 6:17. 6:17 for Mitchell Jacobson at the first checkpoint. Bib 18, Marvin Cochrane, running 18 dogs. First checkpoint, 5:47. 5:47 for Marvin Cochrane. Bib 19, Clyde Mayo Jr., with 14 dogs on the line, 5:16. 5:16 for Clyde Mayo Jr. Number 20, Eric LaForce, with 14 dogs. His time is 5:40. 5:40. Number 21, Remy Cost, rookie, with 12 dogs on the line. He's got 5:18. 5:18 for Remy Cost. And that looks like the fastest time to that first checkpoint at 5:18. Number 22, Eddie Dayton, with 22 dogs on the line, 6:07. 6:07 for Eddie Dayton. So next checkpoint we're going to pop over to. Kramer's out. Got Becky Childs at 23:32. 23:32. Lena Streeper, 23:41. 2:341 for Lena Streeper. Jess Moore, 23:28. 2:328 for Jess Moore. Andy Hooten, 21:18. 2:118. Andy Hooten. Got flying out there. The next team is Sebi Ezert. 21:50. 2:150 for Sebi. Sherry Johnson, 2214, 2214 for Sherry Johnson. Andrea Riley Bond, 2054, 2054 for Andrea Riley Bond. Michael Tetzner, 21 minutes flat, 2100 for Michael Tetzner. Rob Peebles, 2122, 2122 for Rob Peebles. Buddy Streeper, 2005, 2005 for Buddy Streeper. Ken Cheezik, 2026, 2026 for Ken Cheezik. Annie Mallow, 2002, 2002 for Annie Mallow. Jake Robinson, 2046, 2046 for Jake Robinson. Laura Bontrager, Laura Bontrager, 2159, 2159 for Laura Bontrager. Tommy Bird, 2134, 2134 for Tommy Bird. That's what we've got so far at the Creamers Out. I'm going to pop over to the next checkpoint at Army Road 10 Mile. Army Road 10 Mile. So we're popping over to the third checkpoint line here if you're looking at your timesheets. So Becky Childs at 3456. 3456 for Becky Childs. Lena Streeper, 3540. 3540 for Lena Streeper. Jess Moore, 4015, 4015 for Jess Moore. So I'm almost guessing that there might have had something happen between the Creamers Out and the Army Road to Jess, because she's fallen off the pace quite a bit, and she was kind of running with the little group there. So maybe something's happened with Jess there. Andy Hooten, next team. At 3244. 3244 for Andy Hooten. Sebi Ezert, 3515. 3515 for Sebi. Sherry Johnson, 3357. 3357 for Sherry Johnson. Andrea Riley Bond, 3119. 3119 for Andrea Bond. Michael Tetzner, 3215, 3215 for Michael Tetzner. Rob Peebles, 3250, 3250 for Rob Peebles. Buddy Streeper, 3041, 3041.
We're standing out in the sun. Please go into the muscle hall, check out our concessions and all of our merchandise for sale and our raffles. We have some really awesome raffles available. We'll be drawing for them Sunday after the race.
Next team is Ken Cheezik. 3139. 3139 for Ken Cheezik.
If you brought any donations of hats, gloves, or socks to our Golden Heart Angels in Motion, they are there collecting them. And you will get a door prize ticket to win some beautiful items also.
Annie Mallow is next at 3040, 3040 for Annie Mallow. Now, and that so far is the fastest time by 1 second. She's 1 second over Buddy Streeper at the third checkpoint so far. Lot more race to go, though, still. So, next checkpoint, Fairgrounds. We've got a few teams there, so I'll give you those times that we have so far. Fairgrounds, Becky Childs, 45-32. 45-32 for Becky Childs. Lena Streeper at 45-55. 45-55 for Lena Streeper. We don't have a time yet for Jess Moore. Andy Hooten at 4309, 4309 for Andy Hooten. Sebi Ezert, 4617, 4617 for Sebi Ezert at the Fairgrounds.
It's been out 59 minutes now, so we should be seeing some finishing action in the next 5 to 10 minutes.
Shortly, we'll be seeing some finishers. Just want to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, Doyon Limited, Tanana Chiefs Conference, Fairbanks Native Association, and Kinross Alaska for joining us this year for sponsorship. So we want to really appreciate the folks who make this broadcast possible. If you get a chance, if you have an opportunity, tell those folks thank you, that we appreciate this broadcast out into the villages. So